Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StonePerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you a teaching today, and it has to do with an email I just recently got from a man. Title for my teaching, Baptize in Jesus' Name Only, or in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah, this is a common one that comes up. Is it biblical to only baptize in Jesus' name, or should we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Again, this came up by an email. It was sent to me by a man, and I wanted to cover it because it does come up, I would say 3 or 4 times a year in the street when I'm out witnessing and street preaching. And right up front, I'm going to say, and then I'm going to back it up, that I believe the correct way to baptize today is in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in most all cases. And I'll explain to you what I mean by in most all cases. So this argument comes up mostly, not always, but mostly from a group called United Pentecostals. Pentecostals are a false man-made religious heretical body, and they focus mostly on their main doctrine is baptizing in Jesus' name only, and they forget all other heresies and sin and worldliness they do, and they seem to focus on that one doctrine. I'm going to give you a little bit of history about that in a little bit here. And so their tradition is so extreme that oftentimes they will tell people that you have to be rebaptized to make sure you're baptized just in Jesus' name. Otherwise, your baptism didn't take. Well, that just is not so. That's an absolute lie and heresy. And I'm going to give you the reasoning behind that. We're going to get right to the theology of what this is about. And what they're doing is they're taking this right from Scripture, and then they're twisting it and twisting its meaning. So let's get right to that, okay? They're taking this from Acts chapter 2, Peter's words. Ready? Acts 2:38. And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so their theology is they say, hey, Peter said in Jesus' name only, that is the only way of baptism is valid. They proof text, pull that scripture verse out of context. I'm going to show you the context. And then they build a whole theology off of one scripture verse. Never do that. Be very careful. Unless there's only one scripture verse that teaches about a doctrine, then you could do that. If God just said one thing in one place and nothing else contradicts it, we can go with it. But if there's other verses, we got to look at all the context of those verses, right? So I have a question when it comes to this Jesus' name only baptism. How did Jesus, our Master, Messiah, Creator, how did he say to baptize? Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Huh. Now, you would think that Jesus, being God, would know the correct way that people should be baptized, right? That would make sense. We believe Jesus' words, right? He's not a liar. But then the Pentecostal people, mostly the United Pentecostal people, I'll tell you what they're called. They're called oneness. We'll get to that in a minute. But then they'll say, well, why did Peter say baptize in Jesus' name only? This is confusion in God's word. Well, not really. Not when we study it rightly. If we look at two important key points, and if we're going to be good Bible students and use good exegesis, exit the truth of God's word, and not use eisegesis, make it say what I want it to say. That's what these heretic Pentecostals do. Let's look at these two points. It's going to help us right here, okay? It's going to help us straighten out this baptize in Jesus' name only or in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, number one, when we look at this topic and we look at Scripture deeply, baptizing in Jesus' name is baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the other way around. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is baptizing in Jesus' name, because we believe in the three in one. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. Does that make sense to you? So at the very core, if you believe in the three in one, which these heretics don't, they're called oneness. We're going to get to that in a little bit. That's the big key here. They don't believe in three in one. They throw out much of the Bible that teaches the three in one. So the first point is, baptizing in Jesus' name is baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the other way around, because the three are one. When we take all scripture into context. Now, this is a core doctrine of the faith, this three in one. We can't get this wrong. Jesus is God. The Father, Son, and the Spirit are one. We get this wrong, it's a foundation of the faith, and then you come into all kinds of false ways, like these United Pentecostals, these oneness heretics. They end up in heresy like this baptizing in Jesus' name only, and I'm going to show you why with our second point. Ready? So first of all, point one was, it doesn't matter either way, the three are one. All right, that's point one. Point two, we always have to look at the context of the verses in question so we can understand the true meaning and its depth. Amen? So let's look at the context of each of these verses. In Matthew 28, who is the audience and who's the group it's intended for? Well, if you look at the context, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and what did he say? Go into the world. What's the world? Gentiles, right? Only Jews were in Israel for the most part. There were Jews other places, but for the most part, Gentiles is the world. So Jesus is sending them out into the world. What did they not know in the world? Well, out in the world, it was pagan, and they didn't know about the one true Most High God. They didn't know about the Son coming back from the dead. They didn't know about the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is saying, go baptizing them, which means, he also said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. So they're going to be taught about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, because they need to know about that. If you're a pagan like I was, you needed to be taught about the Spirit and the Son and the Father. Does that make sense to you? That's why Jesus is saying, go in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and baptize them. They need all of that concept to become true saints and have sound doctrine. Right? Now, in the same idea, in Acts 2, when Peter says, be baptized in Jesus' name, who is the audience and who is the group that it's aimed at? Jews. These were all Jews that came to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. And all the Jews, because of Torah law and the Torah writings, knew about God the Father. They knew about the Spirit. Who did they not know about? Jesus Christ. Jesus was the one problem the Jews had. They rejected him, most of them. But Peter is saying to these Jews that are going to believe on the Messiah, be baptized in Jesus' name. Does that not make sense? They knew about the Father. They knew about the Spirit. They didn't know about the Son. They needed to be told about the Son, and you're going to be baptized in his name. The people of the world need to know about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see my point? I hope you do. And Peter, in Acts 4:12, said this. This is, he's kind of driving it home to the Jews when he told them to be baptized in Jesus' name. He said, neither is there salvation any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Jews needed to hear this. They needed to hear about the Son, the Savior, Jesus. So that's very, very important. Him telling the Jews to be baptized in Jesus' name was lifting up what they needed for salvation. We go into the world, we have to tell them all about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They need that for salvation. So the idea that being baptized in Jesus' name only, and that it's not valid unless you do that, this is an absolute lie. It's adding to God's word and basically taking away from God's word, really. It's really more taking away from God's word, because Jesus gave us how we are to baptize. It's clear that baptism in Jesus' name or Father, Son, Holy Spirit are both valid baptisms. Absolutely. And as I said earlier, I like to baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unless you're baptizing a Jew. And if a Jew needs the understanding of Jesus more so, and they already have the Father and the Spirit, I can understand why Peter did that with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It makes perfect sense to me. I get these people in the street that come up to me. They're often worldly. They're keeping pagan holidays. They got feminization. They don't even have a biblical gospel. And they say, how do you baptize? Jesus' name only. It's their favorite doctrine. They're like the Anabaptists with divorce and remarriage and non-resistance. I call it pet doctrines when we're to keep and teach everything God commanded. Jesus told us that in Matthew 28:20. So they'll say that to me. And I always explain it to them. And then I say, you know what? Arguing over this is foolishness. 2 Timothy 2:23, Brother Paul said, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing they do gender strifes. Most people that argue for this have never studied it. They don't even know where this doctrine came from. Let me give you a little bit of history to help you. I always try to give the oneness Pentecostals or any Pentecostal defending Jesus' name only baptism. I try to give them a little bit of history. Ready? Here we go. In the early 1900s, this was around the time of this demonic street revival called Azusa Street. It's really where the Pentecostal church was born. And there was a man named Charles Parnham. And not long after the Azusa Street, he decided we should only be baptizing in Jesus' name. Yeah, this comes out of nowhere. And it caught on. And this was the start of the oneness Pentecostals. So you got Pentecostals that believe in the three in one. And then you got UPC, United Pentecostals, and others that don't believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They believe God is one. This is an old heresy called modalism. And basically, it goes all the way back to Paul's day. Basically, it's just repackaged now under United Pentecostal theology from these men like Parnham. And they basically just said, oh no, there's only one God and Jesus is that God and you only baptize in his name. The problem is, if you go and look at Jesus' baptism, go look up the record of Jesus' baptism, we see the Father, we see the Son, and we see the Spirit, three in one. They can't deny it. They just have to twist and try to get out of it. And normally they just look at what I have to say and they just walk away and say, we agree to disagree, because they have no Bible standing in this area whatsoever. Pentecostals generally have all kinds of sin. They also have charismatic false ways like unbiblical tongues, craziness, false signs and wonders, being slain in the spirit, falling down, claiming healings and all these things. Pagan holidays, as I said, worldliness, feminization. They ignore all of this stuff and they hold to these strange man-made doctrines of Jesus only baptism or you don't have a valid baptism. The Word of God doesn't teach that anywhere. So these people and these religious groups who argue over this stuff, they're unlearned. And if they're not willing to hear good sound teaching, they're the blind leading the blind. And Jesus said, let them go into the ditch. So don't let these false man-made religious systems like the heretic Pentecostals, the oneness Pentecostals, the Jesus baptized in Jesus' name only people, don't let them deceive you. Hold fast to sound doctrine. If you're born of the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin and defeating death, and you've repented and you're striving in all doctrine and holiness, and you have been born from above by the Spirit of God, and you want to obey him, and you want holiness, and you want to come out of all false ways, and you're enduring to the end. If you're born of that gospel, not Sunday churchianity, Pentecostal ways, evangelical, Roman Catholic, whatever, what I want you to do, encourage you to do, is read the Word of God, then study the Word of God. Read it, then study it, then meditate on it so you really know what it means, and then act to obey it if it applies to you. Doesn't that make sense? Some things don't apply to us. Read it, meditate, study it, understand it, and then apply it. So I hope that helps you see this. Baptize in Jesus' name only. I don't believe that's scriptural. Now, you can be baptized in Jesus' name. It's the same as Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I think it's biblical to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because our Lord and Savior gave us those instructions. Peter only changed the context because he was speaking directly to Jews in that day. So I hope that helps you. Test what I've told you to the Word of God. I think it makes perfect sense. We are rightly dividing the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15. And when it's rightly divided, all these heretic groups like the United Pentecostal people cannot stand against the Word of God. Just today, we went out to a place to preach, and perfect timing. I went for a walk before we started, and their Methodist pastor came walking out, and I said, "Are you the pastor?" And I talked to him, and I applied the Word of God to him, and he had nothing to say in return other than he said I was being self-righteous, and all I was doing was lifting up the oracles of God, the doctrines of God, calling out their false Methodist ways. He had no answer for any of it. He couldn't defend it. He couldn't deny it. He couldn't change the scriptures I was giving him, because when you know the Word of God, you can't be deceived. Jesus said, "Be not deceived." When you know the Word of God and you hold to it, you won't be deceived. When you don't know the Word of God, you could be deceived. When you know the Word of God and you allow somebody to twist it from you, you could be deceived. But if you know the Word of God, you will not be deceived if you hold to it. So I hope that edifies you in the Jesus-only baptism theology. Don't get involved. I call them rabbit trails. Don't get involved in these rabbit trails with people. When they come and they bring those questions, immediately go to the gospel. Say, "Well, we'll talk about baptism. Let's go to the gospel." And when you start talking about the gospel, and then you find out, what does it really mean to be a true believer? And are you committed to man-made religion? Are you committed to the doctrines of Christ? What are you really teaching? What do you practice? Go in depth. The baptism thing isn't even important, because most of the times what you find out, these people are a bunch of ritual, dead religious. Well, they have a very active spirit life, but it's sadly, I think it's the false spirits. There's a lot of occultism going on in the Pentecostal world, slain in the spirit, signs and wonders. And so I wouldn't call their faith a dead faith. That's more like the Catholics and the Lutherans and things like that. I would call their faith, even though Satan's infiltrated all the denominations, he created them, I would call their faith one of a hyper-charismatic or charismatic, and Satan is influencing so much of what they do. And when they bring up these doctrines like Jesus-only baptism, we just need to take them back to the foundation of the gospel. Take them back to what the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit brings us joy and calm, not craziness, not running around, not jumping up and down, not screaming. Some of these groups actually handle snakes, and they believe that unless you speak in tongues and unless you fall over by the power of God, you're not really of God, unless you run around and dance. All this foolishness is in the Pentecostal world. So when you bring people back to that kind of mindset, they usually back down from the Jesus only, and then they either have to go because they can't defend their Pentecostal faith, or if they're a seeker, they'll say, "Wow, you've given me a lot to think about." So we got to keep people reminded that Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, and the keeping of false man-made ways makes your worship in vain. That's what I said to this Methodist pastor today as he stood there in his ornate robe, lifting himself up with his prayer cloth on. But God's word cannot be defeated. The light pierces the darkness, and all those that don't want the light go and they run and they hide. So stand in the light, stand in the truth, wield that Hebrews 4:12 sword, and you will not be deceived. I hope that edifies you. We are moving down the road. The Lord was gracious and let us get our preach off today because it was raining. We're moving down the road, or it started to rain. We're moving down the road, heading in another direction. And who knows where we're headed. We're looking up several options. So thanks for listening. I hope this has blessed you. Test everything I said to the Word of God. Check the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check all the resources there to help you, lift you up, edify you in Christ. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.